You know, Cheryl, I love Shaw Tower for many reasons. The old Shaw Tower along Beach Road, right? I love it because we used to go to the movies there, the Alhambra, or the Prince movie theaters there, and I watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom there with my family when I was a kid. And I also love Shaw Tower for its architecture. It's brutalist architecture. That's the style of architecture it was in. It did look like a giant waffle.
It did.
But it was so beautiful. I miss it. I miss seeing it. I took so many pictures of it, and now it's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's a special place for me. So yeah? I used to work at one of the major coffee chains that was there. You can take a guess. After my A-levels, while I was waiting for uni, I worked there for 6 months. So that place also holds a bit of special memories for me. So it's quite sad that it's gone.
Yeah. Were you a barista? Or
yes,
what?
I was a barista. Well, all in one, right? So we do barista, and then you do the point of sale, the cashier duties as well. And you do the busking as well. So you do everything.
Ooh. Did you keep the apron?
I did. I think it's somewhere in the back of my closet.
Well, we all know.
Dead giveaway there.
Dead giveaway. Okay, you can carry on guessing, but you know what? We're still going to talk about Shaw Tower. Not so much the old one, but you know what? If you have memories of Shaw Tower and you want to share it with us, feel free to text us, WhatsApp 963-11938. If you live, work, or play around Beach Road, you'd remember the old Shaw Tower, once Singapore's tallest skyscraper in the 1970s, and a place where many of us used to watch movies, shop, eat at the Turkish restaurant, or serve others coffee, like Miss Go. Yeah. The iconic building, known for its waffle-like appearance, was demolished about 2 years ago.
Yeah, the new Shaw Tower, though, will be relaunched in 2025 with new features like an outdoor amphitheater. So, you know, something to look forward to. And for more, we're joined by Alfred Yong, General Manager at Shaw Towers Realty. Alfred, welcome to Singapore Today. You know, can you tell us, you know, about yourself, Alfred? Do you have any fond memories of the old Shaw Tower to start?
Good afternoon, ladies. Yes. Although this is going to be a new commercial, you know, development with the usual office and retail footprint, we will take pride of our attempt to actually make the very connection to its proud history that you both just, you know, in the intro of the program described. And in particular, you know, we are keen to connect, to make connection to the community. And the neighborhood. So in the new development, we are very cautious of actually making a lot of our facilities very publicly accessible, including the cascading gardens, you know, at podium level with a lot of green features, and more so that, you know, we're housing a lot of social services facilities for the general public. But I think the underlying theme for the development is its connection to the past that many of us really graze on.
What about your connection to the past at Shaw Tower, Alfred? Were you around when it was still in its popular heyday?
Well, I might have disclosed my age, but being a newcomer to the city, and also wearing an architect's hat, I also you would obviously understand my appreciation of the architecture. As you quite rightly pointed out, it was a brutalist exemplar of modern movement at the time.
So,
and in fact, it is a state of the art construction.
Yeah.
In the 70s, first use of precast concrete facade, and fully air conditioning cinema auditorium at the time. So yes, we certainly cherish this glory past.
Yes, such a beautiful building. It will always be it will always be in my heart, Alfred, because it's very beautiful. It was part of our growing up years. But like you said, Alfred, we have to look forward to the future and celebrate the new. Can you tell us more about it being so integral to the rejuvenation of the Ophir Rochor corridor and the larger downtown core in this work, live, play precinct? How does the new Shaw Tower, how is it involved in all of that?
Yes, you're quite right. You know, pointed out that is having stood on this prominent site, you know, for the last half a century, The site actually witnessed the nation building history of the 70s and certainly the evolution of the neighborhood. So we see this as a continuous process. But I think the important thing is we try to seek synergy and things that are complementary to the neighbors. So as a whole, we are saying, you know, that together we will contribute a truly work, live, play hub. To this end, we are actually very encouraged with the dialogues that we establish with our neighbors, because one can understand our neighbors have provided very good, office, commercial facilities, but as well as residential development. And what we want to do is to complement that, with the community services buildings and social components of our development to complement and serve the neighborhood.
Yeah, Alfred. So, there is the outdoor amphitheater that's going to be integral to this community bonding element. What other features are there of the new Shore Tower that, the public can look forward to when it's open again?
Yeah, I think one thing that we actually take pride on is the curating of the of a heritage hub. We have commissioned the NUS, the National University of Singapore School of Architecture, to conduct a very in-depth historical research of the of not only the building, but the neighborhood, and then in salvaging the old artifacts of the building, most notably the cinema furniture, and even down to ticket machines that we would want to retain. Those will be reinterpreted and redisplayed in a new center within the new development.
So we can sit on those old cinema seats from Alhambra, from Prince Cinema, or will it be redone as a decoration of sorts? Because at the Victoria Concert Hall or Theatre, they use the old seats and used it as some sort of wall decoration, We can't sit on it, but we can look at it.
Well, we certainly need actually salvage the old cinema seats, and then in fact we are now talking to our professors and see how we actually best to display and even to reuse them. What is more interesting is in the new gallery we will be investing immersive experience. So that virtual reality and recreation of the old auditorium could be also on the agenda. So we are trying to leverage on the latest technology to provide a modern, all living modern gallery.
That's wonderful, Alfred, using technology to preserve old memories. I think that's a beautiful combination. And we still want to look to the future. We know Shore Tower is not even open yet, but it is already Singapore's first Grade A commercial building to achieve that very coveted Building and Construction Authority's Green Mark Platinum Super Low Energy Certification. Can you tell us what features of this new building make it so eco-friendly to get this Green Mark Platinum?
Yeah, I think sustainability and wellness and health certainly sit on very high on our agenda. So to this end, we are actually incorporating a lot of state-of-the-art technology in building engineering terms, super energy efficiency. We are talking about hybrid air conditioning system, using Internet of Things for management of the building, lighting, air conditioning, something that could actually, we estimate we can actually save 60% of energy in order to achieve the super low energy certificate standard. We are having rooftop solar photovoltaic with a wind turbine for generation of renewable energy. We will also be using, again, IoT to monitor the air quality with automatic control of lighting levels, not only for energy efficiency, but again, for the well-being and of the occupants, so that the occupancy and space utilization can be optimized.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Lots to look forward to when Shaw Tower opens in 2025. We were speaking to Alfred Yong, General Manager at Shaw Towers Realty.